Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. As we head into this election day and every election day, we hear it over and over again. Young people vote at lower levels than other age groups. That's despite the fact that those under 30 now actually are the largest potential voting bloc in the country. And it's also despite repeated pushes to turn out this historically low youth vote, like this online ad.
Dear young people,
don't vote.
Don't vote.
Everything's fine the way it is.
Trump. That was us.
He's our guy.
Climate change? That's a you problem.
So, you'll like some meme on Instagram.
If the weather is nice, maybe you could go to one of those little marches.
You might even share this video on Facebook.
But you won't vote.
You young people never do.
Well, if the numbers from a new Tufts University poll are right, young people will vote, and at historic numbers in tomorrow's midterm. That poll found that youth aged 18 to 24, some 34% of them, say that they are extremely likely to vote. That's a level that rivals their participation in the 2016 presidential election. So joining me now in the studio for more on youth voting and tomorrow's potential turnout is Kay Kawashima Ginsburg. She's the director of Tufts University's Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement, or CIRCLE. Kay, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So before we dive into the specific results of your poll, why haven't younger voters turned out in the past?
You know, this trend is really specific to midterm and actually goes decades. Young people always voted at a lower rate in midterms, usually around 20%. There are many, many reasons for that, one of which is that the groups that usually reach out to voters don't reach young people in midterms because there are less resources, so they always reach out to people that are voting very frequently. Young people usually don't fall into that category either because they're young or because they're inconsistent voters. The media also covers the local elections less well or less frequently. So young people often feel like they don't really have a candidate they can vouch for. Unlike in presidential years, they really feel like they can like or dislike the presidential candidates and are out to vote for that.
So I am excited to get into the poll results, but we have seen some concern over polls getting elections wrong. So we also hear about how young voters are hard to reach for pollsters, they're less likely to answer or even have a landline, etc. How did you conduct this poll, and how confident are you with the results?
We're fairly confident because we went to one of the best polling companies that keep an online panel of really nationally representative household that get computer and internet access if they don't have it. So they are consistently answering questions for a certain period of time, and they're really nationally representative. We've had good experience in the past polling being pretty accurate. So it's not like we're cold calling young voters and see if we answer. So we're not like a pollsters. We're sort of a research institution. So we did it that way. So we're pretty confident. And, you know, if they really do come out in numbers anywhere close to 34%, that would be record-breaking in so many ways. The highest we've ever seen the 18 to 24-year-old bloc come out to vote was in 1982, when about 27% of young people came out to vote. So it's been a while.
Okay, so let's talk about what the poll found, because this 34% number of extremely likely to vote is interesting. What's going on there?
So, you know, this would represent about 10-point increase from the last polling we have like this of midterm. And there seems to be many things that are driving youth vote when we look at our survey data really closely. The people who say that they have been reached out, of course, are far more likely to say that. They also say that if their friends are talking to them about politics or reaching out to them about becoming engaged, they're also more likely to vote. Interestingly, this year, the people that are saying they feel more cynical about politics than 2 years ago say they're actually more likely to vote. Usually for young people who are being cynical, they're less likely to vote. So that's somewhat surprising. And, you know, of course, there are so many things that happened since the Parkland shooting. That tragedy triggered so many activism by young people themselves, but also the groups that came out to help the young people who are feeling engaged and motivated to go ahead and become registered to vote. And being registered to vote early in spring and summer really helped young people get on the voter roll, which then helps young people get reached out by, you know, campaign groups and issue groups. And we're also seeing that in the data. The number of young people who are reached out is higher than expected this year.
So I'm really interested in this tie to activism. Your poll really focuses on 18 to 24-year-olds, which is a younger subgroup of what we usually call millennials and who are sort of often stereotyped to be quite disconnected. So what role is this kind of activism in Parkland or the hashtag MeToo or Black Lives Matters? What role is it playing in really engaging this younger subset of the young people?
So this generation that we surveyed this year sort of goes into the so-called Gen Z generation. And so that's 18 to 22 or 23-year-old now. And that generation has sort of came of age in the middle of surge of activism, starting with Black Lives Matter or student immigrant movement, and now Parkland shooting. So they have kind of grown up with a different culture around being right into politics instead of avoiding politics when it's not working out for them, like it may have been for millennials who started a lot of nonprofits and did a lot of volunteering. Those were great, but they tended to say, well, I'm not going to vote because it's not going to change anything. The Gen Z is saying, I'm going to vote, and I'm also going to protest. So they're quite different in the way they engage with politics, it seems.
And tell us a little more about these issues that are driving young people. So they're engaged, they're being active. What's causing that? What are the issues they care most about?
So there is no one issue that young people seem to be uniting around. When we did survey the young people on these issues, the number one issue they were able to name was actually affordable health care. Believe it or not, unlike maybe some people may expect, it's not that different from older people. Jobs were next, college affordability, immigration were next. But those things really varied by the subgroups of young people, both in terms of ideology and sort of subgroups. Women and men differed quite a bit, and people of color differed quite a bit from white people, too. But when we asked about the movement, they also had a lot to say about that. Mm-hmm. So things like Me Too movement and gun safety and violence movement and reproductive rights kind of issues were all attracting a lot of support, as well as activists. Climate change would be another.
And is there a Trump effect? So those are, you know, serious policy issues, but we know the president looms large in these midterm elections. Is there a Trump effect?
You know, I think when young people said they're feeling really cynical about politics, and saying they're also going to engage, that may be tapping into that. We did ask about favorability of President Trump and saw, like any other polls have shown, very, very widespread disapproval of his performance so far. But we didn't actually hear specifically young people, from young people, that they are casting their ballots in opposition for President Trump. There seems to be just many other issues that they can engage with.
All right, so that leads us to prediction time. Given your answers to those questions just then, do you think this is the start of a new trend where we're going to see more younger voters turn out, or is this potentially a one-off kind of uptick?
You know, I may dare say that this may be a start of a trend. I think we're seeing enough signals and signs that point to just different attitude around political engagement generally, and the sense of identity that has to do with being voter so much earlier than we might usually expect. We, of course, expect that voter to be part of people's identity by the time they're in their 30s, but we usually don't hear that as early as 18 and 19-year-old. But we're seeing that now. You know, 18, 19-year-old are just as likely to say they're going to vote. So yeah. That's exciting.
It is exciting, and we are certainly in interesting times. Kay Kawashima Ginsburg is director of Tufts University's Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement, or CIRCLE. You can find a link to their youth polling data, which she discussed with us here at our website, radioboston.org. Kay, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Tiziano Deering. This is Radio Boston.